Residents in Boundary Bay and Beech Grove were fortunate Tuesday that wide-scale flooding was avoided, but the flood risk will remain for the next few days. Delta's planning director Marcy Sangret told The Optimist the storm surge event for today, December 27, has now receded, but there have been high water levels observed across Sawah Sen, Ladner and Westham Island. She said city crews were on site to respond to some localized flooding. Currently, the 12th Avenue Dyke, Elliott Street, Ladner Government and Ladner Harbor Park wharfs are temporarily closed. The king tides will continue through Thursday, December 29 as the extreme weather alert for Delta has been extended, while city staff will continue to monitor and respond as required. Public notice of the next weather alert extension will be sent on Friday morning. On Monday, the city issued an advisory through social media to residents of Beech Grove and Boundary Bay asking that residents take precautions due to an increased flood risk from a king tide and gusty winds. Another round of winter storms prompted more weather warnings across BC. The city noted that the risk of flooding was high for residents in those communities and that sand and sandbags were available. The flood risk to the communities of Boundary Bay and Beech Grove is highest during the seasonal perigean spring tides, king tides, occurring during the winter solstice. During this period, tides reach or slightly exceed 5 meters at Point Atkinson. A recent Engineering Department update report to Council explains that in response to the annual flood risk, the city follows a staged flood preparedness and response plan, Beech Grove and Boundary Bay Village. The plan sets out various stages in preparing and responding to possible flood events. At the beginning of each winter season, beach access points are secured with lock blocks and large sandbags as required to provide temporary flood protection. As well, additional sandbags are provided at select locations for the use of area residents. Weather forecasts are monitored throughout the winter season and in the event of significant storms, advisories are posted using changeable message signboards. Further activation of staff and the Emergency Operations Center would occur in the event of a flood forecast.